Concerned by indigenous Fijians over plans to free up access to their land was one of the factors that led to the so-called civilian coup in 2000, when the then Indo-Fijian Prime Minister Mahendra Chaudhry was held hostage in the Fiji Parliament for 56 days.
The early part of 2000, I was on the Land Use Commission's committee, actually looking at how leases and various other components might be dealt with.
Professor Spike Boydell, now Director of the Asia Pacific Centre for Complex Real Property Rights at the University of Technology in Sydney, was Head of Land Management at the University of the South Pacific in 2000.
There was a strong push by the Chaudhry government to basically make conditions on leases better for tenants as opposed to the landowners.
Professor Boydell says he's concerned that none of the political parties that have been registered to contest the elections in Fiji this September have well-defined policies on land.
Because land is a fundamental issue in Fiji, always has been, always will be. And so if people don't know what it is there that the political parties are putting forward, it's going to be rather challenging for the electorate to know how they should best be voting.
Professor Satish Chan from the School of Business at the Australian Defence Force Academy says land policy has always been a challenge in Fiji.
Land under customary tenure is an issue, has been a dynamite, as you probably know, in all of Melanesia. In Fiji, as I say, it's very hard because 90% of the land is held by the indigenous population under customary tenure, while the majority of the non-indigenous population, that's largely Indo-Fijians, are the ones who are the tenants on this land.
Fiji's 2013 constitution, introduced by Vice Admiral retired Frank Bainimarama, guarantees that the ownership of most land remains with the indigenous Fijians, as the Attorney General Ayaz Sayed Kayum explained to a conference in August last year.
Nearly 95% of all the land in Fiji cannot ever be bought or sold, which is Itaukei land, which is about 91%, and state land is about 4 or 5%. The balance is only about 4%, which is freehold land. So obviously there's a need to protect tenancies.
The Bainimarama government brought down a land use decree in 2010, creating a land bank. But now there are questions over whether that decree is in conflict with the new constitution. Professor Boydell.
We've actually seen under Bainimarama a situation where there's been at least an attempt to do something, but I'm not sure that it's been fully thought through, and it's potentially something which may, I think, end up being debated at law because there is a contention with how Itaukei land will actually be dealt with under the Fiji's 2013 constitution.
Professor Satish Chan says the length of leases has always been an issue.
In Fiji, largely this land has been used in the form of a lease, generally of 30 years of length. Now, for long-term investments where you need infrastructure, that probably is not long enough. But even more importantly, the conditions of the lease are often negotiated in the parliament. So that politicizes the very process of accessing land that is held under customary tenure for economic use.
One political party is suggesting 99-year leases.
When you put it out to 99 years, you're running into multiple generations, you're running into long-term possible problems. So we've been pushing for leases which are fit for purpose, the right sort of length of term to fit to different users. And that's not been fully understood, I don't think, by all the parties.
Professor Boydell also says there's a need to move towards letting the market determine the real rental value of the land. There has been dissatisfaction with rents being set at 6% of the unimproved capital value, which he says is a hypothetical construct, and maybe even introduce profit sharing.
Particularly we're looking at things like the development of a resort, or we're looking at a situation where we might be dealing with a mining interest, to suggest that we're much better off looking at a share of the profits from that resort or a share of profits from a mining interest, rather than just having a fixed lease, which is based on an improved capital value.
The Attorney General said there was enthusiasm for that in some constitutional submissions.
This is one of the very strong submissions that we received also from many Tauke landowners, that they felt marginalised, that they weren't getting a share of the royalties.
Fiji has not had an election for 8 years, and so it is probably not surprising that there has been so little party policy development on land, which is such a contentious issue. Professor Chand.
I think this time round it's particularly hard because, remember, something like 10% of the Fiji population are living in squatter settlements. So the issue, the problems regarding accessing land is becoming increasingly difficult in Fiji.
If a party gets in isn't actually putting the interests of Itake landowners first, we are likely to see a level of political upset, should I say, which would give us a sense of deja vu as to what happened in 2000. And nobody really wants a recurrence of that. What people want is stability, and land is central to that stability.
Professor Boydell has written a lengthy article for the Fiji Times on the issue, and he hopes this might help generate more debate and prompt the parties to outline their land policy in more detail. Sean Dorney for Pacific Beat.